And a very, very warm welcome to this, the latest Soul Trader podcast with me, Rashid Oghenlaru, coach, speaker, author, and founder of SoulTrader.biz, author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. I'm really thrilled to be here. It's been a while since our last podcast, so I'm delighted to be back. And I've been thinking a little bit about the latest topic. And in fact, I had a whole range of different topics that that have struck me and that may well make future podcasts. But I was just reading an email from somebody, a budding entrepreneur, somebody who's been keen to be an entrepreneur for some time, has never quite made that step. They've had a few moments where things have potentially happened, and then last year they got their first project off the ground to an extent. And his last line to an email, his last email to me was saying, you know, I think I'm going to try and create my own luck from here on in. I was giving him a few tips and pointers about a few things, and he was expressing some disappointment, including that he had had some dealings with some other people who are successful in enterprise, but nothing quite happened. And this line that he said about making your own luck is incredibly, incredibly important. Let's put aside for a moment, well, maybe let's not put aside, what is luck? And lots of people, when you ask them what luck is, you know, there's that thing about where opportunity meets readiness, really, where opportunity meets readiness, where you know, there's all sorts of things that can potentially happen, but you're ready, you're kind of aware, and therefore then luck is often more likely to be bestowed on the person who is ready, who is alert, who's sharp, and who's prepared, who has a particular mindset of possibility, then luck is likely to befall somebody who doesn't have that particular approach, because the other person may not actually happen to spot it or to recognize it or to feel that possibilities are possible. So this thing about making your own luck is incredibly important. I want to talk about something that I'm sure I'm going to pick up on in future websites. But for me, in future podcasts, for me, there's three really crucial elements that link to this. One is visibility. One is credibility. And one is authority. I will probably do a separate podcast on this at some point. But the first thing is, let's talk about that credibility. I'm going to talk about them in the order of credibility, authority, and visibility. You could put them in any particular order. But first of all, credible. Well, in order to be credible, you need to have certain skills and talents in order to be credible. So the first question I invite you to think about is, where are your skills and where are your talents? Where is your level of your skills and your talents? It might be that you are starting a business, might be you've been in business for some period of time. How aware are you of the skills and talents that you have? Do you articulate those skills and talents? And is your skills and talent level at the level for where it is that you're wanting to go? I mean, again, let's look at it. Imagine that you're an athlete, you're a sports person, you want to win the Olympics and so on. Well, how near are you near that Olympic level at the moment? Maybe you've just been running around the park a few times. You're nowhere near that level. So, or perhaps it is the fact that you've done lots of things and you're at a high level, but nobody knows. So for me, there's an element of credibility, which is about how credible are you? To what degree do you have what it is that you need for what it is that you're wanting to happen? It's so easy. So many people have ideas of running a business, of achieving this and that, but they haven't put in the work, they haven't put in the effort. So one of the first things is that we need to put in the effort, the time, the work, in order to get to a particular level where we have the skills, the talents, and so on, in order to be able to move forward and to gain opportunities. Just yesterday, I was doing a session with somebody. She's a top athlete. She's won the World Cup in her particular field, in her particular field of sport. She's now a pundit and so on. She has a huge amount of credibility. In her case, it's a case of now articulating that credibility and being visible, and that she already has an authority, and it's about articulating the authority. So that's the first thing about credibility. Do you actually have the skills and talents? Do you need to build those skills and talents? Again, when I started as a coach, I was new to it. I had to go out there, I had to train. I need to get the qualification. I then needed to coach a certain number of people and build, and also use the other bits of what I'd done in my background as a singer and performer, and as somebody who had been in the media, to kind of to build that particular kind of credibility. So that's the first thing I want to say about that credibility. It's really important. And credibility also indicates a little bit about, you know, how credible are you therefore with each particular audience? You know, what is your stock, if you like? What do you have to appeal that is relevant to the particular audience that you're dealing with? When I first started, I had a lot of credibility with people in media. And with people in singing and performing, I may not have had so much credibility with other people from other particular sectors. So you need to build that credibility with the different audiences that you may well be looking to target. So you may well even be established business and you're credible in one sector, but you're not so much credible in another sector. It happens even for big businesses, but you need to be mindful about this thing about credibility. That credibility might come down to you and your particular skills, your talents, your qualifications and so on. You might be able to build some of that credibility from other people who you could be working with. So again, you might be a financial services firm, but you may have no credibility with law, but you're wanting to enter the law field because you've got a product that could be useful for them. Well, maybe you then need to bring somebody on board who does, somebody who's got many, many years experience as a barrister, as a top lawyer, et cetera, et cetera. You see where I'm going with this. So this first thing is about credibility. It's absolutely key. Visibility is also then key. You know, visibility, once you've got credibility, I think it's really important to start building visibility. I was running a workshop the other day for lots of people in the career, in the career workplace, and some of them are quite visible, and some of them are actually quite invisible. They are a range of different levels. Some are managers, some are staff, and so on. And I find that this happens all of the time. And in fact, I was working with another entrepreneur yesterday who's achieved huge success. He's an inventor. He's also an artist. He's an entrepreneur. In the past, he's enjoyed quite a lot of success, but actually, lots of people don't know who he is. So he built up a business, had a number of employees, had some really high profile clients doing what he was doing. But actually, one of the challenges that he had was that because he wasn't visible. And one of the challenges that he's got now is that he's not visible. And in fact, he had a number of ups and downs and some people who perhaps he shouldn't have worked with who took advantage of where he was. Now, for the next stage in his career, for him to really be able to step things forward, he needs to be very visible. Part of that visibility is about him articulating the things that he's done already, so articulating his authority. And that is going to be a key bit about visibility. Visibility may well just be about you showing up and becoming very visible. So, again, I remember from very early on when I trained as a coach, I knew that I wanted to be very visible. I had a slight advantage because I used to work in media and PR, so I understand visibility a lot. But from going along in training, I would really be engaging with people. I'd be asking questions. I would become visible for the trainer. So even during the point when I was training and learning about this particular sector of coaching, I was becoming visible amongst my peers. This is incredibly important, whether you're in the workplace and you're thinking about advancing in the workplace, or you're thinking about becoming your own boss, whatever, you need to be visible. Go to the events, go to the conferences, go to the meetings, the team meetings. Make sure that you're visible. Make sure your boss knows who you are. Make sure that their boss knows who you are. It's very important. But you need to be credible. So you need to be saying things that sound solid, strong, and compelling, and that are on song and in line with the organization, what it's trying to do. Likewise, you might be entering a new field, go along to the events, go along to the shows, read the books, do what you need to do so that you can begin to really become immersed in that, and then that people know who you are. I was just last week, I was hosting at the British Library, you know, I'm their business coach partner. I was hosting an inspiring entrepreneurs panel of some top ethnic entrepreneurs, Black British entrepreneurs, some have achieved a great deal of success. And there will be some people there in the audience who there's a couple of people who ask questions, intelligent questions, said, this is what I'm doing. Is there anything like you could do? Blah, blah, blah. Then began to make themselves known, visible. Some of them exchanged business cards with some of the speakers, et cetera, et cetera. And they also took the opportunity to network with others and so on. That's a beginning bit of visibility. Now we're in the era of social media and so on, social media, Twitter and all of these things, Facebook and so on, they're always becoming visible. It's going to be a challenge because, of course, lots of other people are using these other methods, and, you know, millions and millions and millions of others and so on. But when you combine your credibility with that visibility, and then the thing that I'm going to talk about in a minute, which is your own authority, then all of a sudden you begin to stand out. That I think that at that point, then I've begun to talk about visibility. I want to bring in the thing about authority, but one last thought I want to say about visibility. What way is it going to be that you're most visible? What is going to be most visible and most apt for what it is that you're doing for your particular field? You might be doing something very visual, so you need to be using visual mediums, Instagram or Pinterest or whatever is apt by this time. They may have all gone by the wayside by the time you listen to this. Things move so fast, or they may have evolved and become even bigger by the time you listen to this. YouTube at the moment, something very visible. You know, for me as a coach, it's very important so people can see me, they can experience what I do. So I become very visible there. So between being visible in person, being visible online, and then being visible when I engage and with other people in my network who are also visible in those areas, I boost my visibility. So that's really key. And maybe there's other mediums related to your particular field that you need to look up and begin to understand, or ask others who are comfortable and more advanced than you what they use. So that's the thing about visibility. Authority is then really key. This is the third of these elements of this thing about making your own luck. Authority is really, really important. You know, again, linked to that thing about where's your credibility, what your skills, what your talents, what are the things that you've done, and are you articulating it? This entrepreneur who I was meeting yesterday, he's incredible. I mean, he's was a skilled artist. He trained with one of the top artist schools. He then learned about IT and learned about computing. He was then really quite early involved in a key kind of field. He became, you know, his skills meant that he was very much in demand by artists, by creatives who wanted to use this technology, but as also by companies and by corporates. He began to build a small business, and so he became kind of known technically within his skill set, and he enjoyed some success. He had also some teams of people going out there to help spread the word in terms of visibility. What's been interesting after a number of challenges that his visibility has been on the wane recently. You know, one of the things that's interesting about visibility is even big brands continue to go out there, advertise, promote, and so on. So we can't rely on rest on our laurels or the things that we did, you know, last time. You know, your last number one hit isn't going to help you get your next number one hit. Well, it might to a degree, you know, but it's not going to actually help you actually deliver it. You know, you're only as good as your last record. You're only as good as the last cake that you baked and how good that was for somebody. You know, that's really, really important here. So you can't be complacent. You've always got to be well-placed, well-prepared, well-engaged, care, be compassionate, give a brilliant service. But anyway, going back to this thing about then authority, it's very key. What's really interesting now for this particular guy as we begin to work with him, I'm going to be mentoring him through a particular program that I'm involved in. What's really, really key is highlighting his authority. We need to do some work on his website. We need to do some work on his social media in order to make sure that he is very visible and he's articulating all the things that he's accomplished. One of the first things I do, and I've probably said it in these talks before, when I meet anybody, the first thing I do is I search for them online. And the first thing I find if they have a website is I go to the About Us page or the About Me page. What does that say? What's it saying about what you've done and what you've achieved? So many people who I've coached over the years underplay. They understate all the things that they've achieved and what they've done. You need to be able to articulate this. And the things that you did before you were in business will probably also be relevant. Oh, you've got, you know, 20 years experience in design and light fittings or whatever it is that you do, or you've got 15 years experience in events management, whatever it is, it happens to be the nature of your business. You know, these are the things that you need to flag up and mention the kind of people you work with, the clients and so on that you've mentioned, if you can. You know, that's going to help that build that thing about authority, because people want to know about those things, about what it is that you've done. So I think this is the third thing, this thing about authority. It's incredibly important. So you need to articulate it, but you also need to embody it. This sports person and now presenter, we were really exploring lots of this kind of stuff because she has a huge amount of authority and actually in terms of what she does, but it's about making sure that that is articulated when she is in front of camera and when she's out there meeting all sorts of people. It's absolutely key. So there we have it. These things combine then take us back to this thing about making your own luck. There is something about that you are backing yourself you stop expecting life to present opportunities for you, and you start presenting opportunities to life. That is the shift. You move from expecting life to present opportunities to you, to you present opportunities to life. You show up, you engage, you meet life from a place of service, not from expectation. I was at another talk yesterday. I was busy yesterday, as you can tell. And what was really, really lovely about this particular talk, one of the, it was for women in, it was linked to a special event linked to the Precious Award, hand in hand with a big financial institution, Credit Suisse. There's a talk for women, and particularly women of diverse backgrounds. And one of the ladies on the podium said, was talking, rounding up the event, and was beginning to talk about success. And lots of people, have the aspirations and goals, which is very important. And she said, you know what, the measure of success in a way is that when you can start to give back and when you can start to do stuff for others. But I think that's also, I think that's very, 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 very true. But I also think that that's something that's got to be done throughout, because I think that when you have that spirit of giving, of reciprocity, of generosity, of contribution, of showing up, then this brings us back to this central point about how it is that you create your own luck, your own possibilities, your own opportunities and possibilities for all those who you meet. So that's it. Remember, as I begin to summarize, what we're talking about is creating your own luck, your own opportunities, whatever that word luck may well mean. and there's lots of quotes like, the ones that where people who say, all I know is that, I can't remember who said it originally, all I know is that the harder I work, the luckier I get. There's something to do with that. The more it is that you put yourself out there, the more it is that you kind of discover, and the more it is that people can engage with you, the more it is that you engage with others and you take an interest in them, the more it is that they're going to become interested in you, and the better you are at what you do and the more confident you are about putting that out there and engaging with people, the more opportunities that can really emerge for everybody. And so remember, it's about credibility, which is about mastering your craft and your art. It's about authority, which is about articulating that and living that. It's about embodying it verbally, practically, how you show up and what you've done, how you carry yourself professionally. And then there's that thing about visibility, which is about being in the right room. It's about articulating what you do via the right mediums with everyone. Anyway, I hope that's been really, really useful. I'm going to leave you to sit with or to consider these particular themes, and I wish you all the best. Remember, there's far more content available on www.soul-trader.biz. If you are interested in Soul Trader the book, you'll find it also on the website. You can download the first chapter for free. It's available on Amazon. It's available in good bookshops, including Waterstones. And remember, we run a free webinar pretty much every month that I'll give a talk. Sometimes it's just me, sometimes I'll have a guest. And remember, there are these podcasts and all sorts of other tools and videos, inspiring videos on the soultrader.biz website. We've also got a YouTube channel. If you are someone keen for YouTube, so just search in Soul Trader and my name, Rashid Oganlari, you'll find lots of videos, you'll find the Soul Trader page. So all sorts of different content. We've got a Facebook page. If you've got running a business, like the page and you can comment, tell us a little bit about what it is you're doing. There's also a coach yourself program on soultrader.biz. There's all sorts of stuff for you to discover. But thank you so much for your time and for tuning in. I'm very, very, very grateful. And I wish you all the best of luck, possibility as you create it. Take care. Bye-bye.